Hello there, you're watching Proactive London. Joining us today, it's Ben Crawford here from Central Nick, because we've got plenty to discuss. You reported higher earnings for the first quarter of 2021. Maybe give us the main reasons for this, Ben, and great to have you back.
Great to be back. Thank you, Katie. Sure. We actually had fantastic growth across all three of our segments. Our direct segment, which is where we sell domain names and other services direct to small businesses and enterprise customers. Our indirect, where we supply all the big companies that sell domain names with the inventory to sell, but also tens of thousands of smaller retailers around the world as well. And then lastly, what we're now calling our online marketing division, previously called monetization, and that's selling services both to website owners that are trying to get more customers, and so spending their marketing dollars online, but also to the other websites that have a lot of traffic, and so putting ads on their websites in order to earn revenues. So all of those businesses have actually grown. Last year, one of them, the direct segment, was impacted by COVID, slowed down a little bit, but it's picked right up now.
Sounds good. Tell us about the consolidation of your market strategy.
Absolutely. So selling domain names and online marketing is a pretty new business. It's been around for about 20 years. And when it started, companies all over the world set up helping their local businesses to get online, get their own websites, get email, start winning customers online, and starting to earn some money online. What's happened over recent years is that people are buying up those companies. And so instead of hundreds of companies focused on local markets, in a few years, we expect we'll end up with, say, a dozen global companies that are doing that job in every country in the world. And because we see this trend coming, obviously we want to make sure we get the best ones with our acquisitions. So we've been very active. We've actually acquired, I think, 14 companies now since we IPO'd, to make sure that the ones with the best staff, the best technology, and the best customers become part of our group. But there's still, we reckon, at least a couple of hundred new acquirable companies that have all the same characteristics we have, because just as a reminder, we're all about recurring revenue, high cash conversion, and sticky customers. So those are the three things we look for, and we're finding them.
So you said 14 there, just a few. So ZeroPart, Alloom, Wando, and you've got more on the shopping list as well then, Ben.
Well, it's no secret that there's great companies to buy out there still, which exactly fit our criteria. And so while they're out there, we're still out there acquiring too.
Good. And before we let you go today, tell us about your project by .London Domains Limited.
Absolutely. So .London is what we call one of the new top-level domain names that was launched about 7 years ago. So this is for businesses in London. To get there, so instead of ending with a say a .com or .au or .co.uk, the idea is they end with a .london, especially like say if there's other businesses with the same name in other cities, it makes so much sense to have the .london. So then immediately when anyone sees it on search results, they'll know that's the one I want, the one in London. And obviously London being such a great city, such a big city, and such a focus of international attention, it makes so much sense to have .london as part of your domain name. And so we've developed software in England. We're actually headquartered in London, and so we are the natural kind of software and technology and marketing partner for the official domain name of the City of London. And so we couldn't be happier that we've just won that contract, and really looking forward to partnering with the city in making .london one of the most successful domain names out there.
Sounds good. And just very quickly, I wanted to get your comment on the ban on third-party cookies in the likes of Google Chrome and app tracking transparency as well. How could that potentially impact you?
Well, our feeling is that the impact will be good for us, because Unlike many of our competitors, we have never used cookies and we have never like collected private data about individual internet users. None of our models use that. We're all about basically connecting up people who are trying to sell things online with customers using non-intrusive ways that don't spy on you, that don't collect any of your data. And so we actually come through all of this completely unaffected. None of the changes that Google or Apple are making will impact on us at all, but as they will impact on many of our competitors and potentially make some of their businesses harder to run, mean they have to come up with workarounds, we do expect that that will mean some of their customers will jump over to us. So I guess it just goes to show if you don't, if you never spy on your customers, it pays off in the end.
Yeah, quite right. That's really interesting. And Ben, thank you for your time from Central Nick here on Proactive London today.
Great talking to you, Katie. Thank you.